900,000 lives lost. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's the latest figure of Americans who have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's more than the populations of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. But virus experts say more and more people are becoming immune through vaccination and prior infection.
Experts predict continued surges in the future, but say once high case numbers are no longer accompanied with high hospitalizations and deaths, that's when people can begin to move out of pandemic mode and into a new normal of living with COVID.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta, but the CDC says just 64% of Americans are fully vaccinated. A man who prosecutors say shot and killed four people at a Nashville Waffle House in an early morning attack in 2018 has been found guilty on four counts of first-degree murder. After about 4 hours of deliberations, jurors returned the verdict against Travis Ranking. He had pled not guilty by reason of insanity. Evidence showed he had schizophrenia and had suffered delusions for years. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants after the shooting death of Amir Locke when a SWAT team carried out a search warrant. Locke's parents say the young black man was executed when he was awakened by officers and reached for a gun that he legally owned to protect himself. It could not have been overturned. Former Vice President Mike Pence responded to former President Trump's comments about the 2020 election.
I heard this week that President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. President Trump is wrong.
In a speech to the Conservative Federalist Society, Pence said the presidency belongs to the American people alone and he had no right to overturn it. Russian President Vladimir Putin has in place 70% of the military forces he needs for a full invasion of Ukraine, Fox News has learned. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A men's college basketball player facing criminal charges for something he appeared to do after the game.
Seventh in the nation, Arizona came away victorious over third-ranked UCLA in Pac-12 action Thursday, 76-66 the final. After the game, UCLA forward Mac Etienne seemed to let Wildcats fans get the better of him as he left the floor. Video going viral, appearing to show Etienne spitting at a fan in the stands and being restrained by Bruins staffers. University of Arizona police allowing Etienne to go to the locker room, then arresting him, citing him for assault. UCLA is aware of the incident. Etienne will have a court date in Arizona, but could potentially be allowed to address the citation without having to travel back to the state. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Ford has announced that Google is joining its effort to transform a once run-down train station in Detroit into a research hub focused on electric and self-driving vehicles. Google, which is more than 600 employees in Michigan, will open a lab on the 30-acre site to teach computer science to high school students and will offer a certification program. Ford bought the property in 2018, and the company says renovations could be done next year. A major airline bringing back booze on flights.
In-flight sales of beer, wine, and liquor will resume on Southwest Airlines on February 16th on flights of 176 miles or more. It's also expanding non-alcoholic beverages to include tonic water, apple juice, hot tea, and hot cocoa. Alcohol sales were suspended early in the pandemic to prevent the spread of COVID. Last May, Southwest and American Airlines extended the suspension of alcohol sales because of a rise in unruly behavior by passengers.
That's Fox's Ginny Cassola. Wall Street major indexes ended the day mixed as expectations rose. The Federal Reserve may soon raise interest rates. The Dow lost 21 points. The Nasdaq gained 219. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.